Paranormal Punches is part of the Podbelly Network. Go to podbelly.com for more great podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Frank the Bigfoot, and you're listening to the Paranormal Punchers.
Hey, friends. Welcome to another episode of Paranormal Punchers. I'm Mark.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Nash.
I'm Dave.
And on this episode, we're going to talk about the Deer Man. I'm Deer Man. We're going to talk about the Deer Man. Another crazy cryptid that I think is going to be fun to talk about. I have some spooky stories I found. I know you found some crazy things too, Alicia. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have something that just came in. A comment just came in.
Did it? This breaking news,
Alicia. If Mark does that again, you can smack him.
Oh, dear man.
Oh, boy. He's too far away from me, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm. Sitting far away.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and on the second half of the show, we got some listener questions we're going to answer and have a little fun, talk about horror movies for Halloween, and why don't we get this rolling, Alicia.
Okay.
The Deer Man.
The Deer Man.
Is that, I'm a deer man. Swear to me.
Oh, boy. This didn't take very long, guys.
Come on, Dave. Right. You got to get into it, too. Come on.
Well, I'm just thinking that, you know, deer have ticks, and ticks bite and get the blood, and that's where the tick comes from.
Spoon.
So.
I thought that was the deer man's superpower. He's picking ticks off his hide, throwing them in your eyeballs. Ha-ha, now I got Lyme disease. I'm the deer man. And he runs away. Wow. We need to get started here. Alicia, please.
Okay. The Deer Man is a half-human, half-deer creature that has been reported all over the country and top even in Canada. Now,
she just went right over that comment. Now.
It has been described differently sometimes, depending on the location that it's seen in, but generally, it has an antlered head of a giant deer, but a human's torso. Its legs can be either those of a man or a deer. It is usually said to be well-muscled and surprisingly fast for its size.
Swole.
You know, I feel like a lot of these cryptids are jacked, right?
I know.
Yeah, they are.
Like, if they ever decided to, like, rise up and kick our butt, we're in trouble.
Well, all they do is they run around and they just eat berries all day. They have nothing of really, you know, any substance. So they're skinny, muscular, because they're running around, going up mountains. They're hiking and running all the time.
I don't think you get jacked eating berries.
Yeah, no, it's you need some protein there, but
yeah. Yeah, well, it's because they're calorie.
Well, they're on some table, but they're on a cycle.
You're
nice. Okay.
But all the running away so that they're not getting caught, you know, that's just
right. That's what I'm saying. They're constantly running and fleeing and running up mountains and whatnot. They've got fantastic endurance and very low calorie intake. So they're pretty cut. Pretty. Yeah.
That's where you were going with all this, Alicia?
Sure.
Probably not. Oh,
okay. Okay. Show's over. Bye.
Other accounts say it has the power to transform itself from a regular deer into a half deer, half human.
Wait, it's not a were-deer, it's a deer where? Wait, so it's a regular deer that could transform into a half a man.
Wait, I thought the deer man was half deer, half man, but then he can shape-shift into a
creature. Then it'd be man-deer. It's man-deer then, right?
No, it'd be a were-man.
Were-man. Oh, my God.
I'm so confused.
Okay, so some reports say that it transforms from a deer into this creature.
Right.
And some just see the creature itself.
Like a transformer.
Yes.
Right. It makes that sound. That's
nothing like a transformer.
Yeah. It's from a deer's point of view, turning into a man, that's a were-man.
No, it's a were-deer.
No.
That would be if you
are a man turning into a deer, that's a were-deer.
So the deer is a were-man.
Its base form is deer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Now that we got that all sorted.
Okay, so I have quite a few sightings. Some have a location and some have a date. Some don't have either. So just bear with me here. So this was in Ohio. I don't have a date for it. Around sunset, a 14-year-old boy, he was playing at his cousin's house when he spotted a creature emerging from the brush. And then this is his quote. "It was getting dark, and I was the one searching. I heard leaves crumpling, and when I turned to look, I saw what looked like a deer on its hind legs. It ran with incredible speed, and I knew it wasn't either of my cousins hiding. I ran as fast as I could back to the house, and one of my cousins was running in, too. He saw the same thing. It still creeps me out to this day because my uncle always told us how he saw weird things on that property."
I wonder if he saw weird things and the weird deer.
Well, he didn't specify, but I guess his uncle mm-hmm. saw a lot of weird mm-hmm. things on the property.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
This was in Hockessin, Delaware in 1993. It was an 8-year-old boy. He was staying with his grandparents at their home. It was right there, like almost pressed against the window in profile. I stared in awe. And that is when it changed in one smooth moment. It reared up on its hind legs, and it was no longer a deer, but a man. There were only two men in the area, my grandfather and my dad, and it was clearly neither. Grandfather was very built for his age, and dad had a gut.
Right on.
This silhouette
for both people.
Right.
This silhouette was clearly younger, muscular, but not in the like a brick way my grandfather was. It exuded strength and scared the heck out of me. It stared to the side for a moment and then strode off with purpose. Looking back, I want to tell myself it was just the imagination of a half-awake child, but I remember the awe and utter fear I felt when the deer changed. And he had deer in quotes. So,
a were-deer sighting.
Just one quick call out there. Not, mm-hmm. I don't want to make fun of the kid, but he's 8 years old and saying the
so,
deer.
But here I go.
The deer walked with purpose. That's a little above an 8-year-old's vocabulary.
True.
So
well, okay.
I think he had some help.
Well, he's older story. Now.
Yeah. So okay. he's
recalling
telling,
his story.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's not like an 8-year-old was actually saying this. I think he was saying it after the fact, like probably right. years
later.
Well,
how would
later.
You describe walk a deer walking with purpose? Like I know, like in you know, what is that old movie Saturday Night Fever? Walking with purpose. He was strutting down the street. I wonder how a deer leaves the scene walking with purpose.
Hmm.
Well, not just a deer, but a
were-man deer. So he yeah. would be able to have a little bit of. Dance
no,
it'd
be
step.
A were-deer-man.
Were-deer-man.
Is it were-deer-man or were-man-deer?
Were-man-deer.
Were-man-deer?
Okay. Were-man-deer.
Where, I gotta think. Oh.
Deer is the base form.
Yeah.
Turning into a man, so therefore were-man-deer.
Mm. Were-man-deer.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So the Wichita Mountains National Wildlife
I still wouldn't know what
refuge.
Purpose looks like on a deer. Walking upright.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Walking, yeah, just, I'd love to see that animation. Oh, I'm sorry, continue.
Mm-hmm.
Love you.
So this was in Oklahoma in 2012.
Oklahoma.
Yep.
Oklahoma.
Kyle Haying was out with his friend photographing the night sky at 10 p.m. when a number of elk and a herd of bison rushed past, making them feel as if they were running from something.
Oh man, a were bison would be scary, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bison.
If the top part was a bison, though, and the bottom half was a man, it would not be that threatening because it'd just topple over.
Yeah. Just on the side of the legs, right. Flipping around like this. Yeah. Ah, I can't get any ground.
Sorry,
I'm just surprised in 2012 that there's a herd of bison running around.
You know, that's actually right. A good comment.
Call some BS on that, are you, Nash?
Thank you. Yeah.
Your BS detector went off.
Well, we'll just go with the story. But okay. Yeah, that was a good comment.
Yeah.
After, a deathly silence filled the air. And the freaked out men decided to pack up and leave. When they began to retreat to their vehicle, a sudden rustling in the grass caused them to get their rifles ready. They got to their vehicle and were about to drive off when a deer man emerged from the shadows and began to lurch towards them. This deer man had the head of an elk, but stood upright on two human legs and had dark red eyes. It lurched at their car, and terrified, they hit the accelerator and sped off as fast as they could manage. And I have a quote from them. "We were scared S-less."
Assless.
Well, you never know.
We can no longer say words with the letter S. We were that scared. We were that aired.
Things got even quieter when we stayed there. While there, we heard one ear-piercing screech or scream, almost a hunting screech of some sort that made my hair stand on end and gave me goosebumps. With that, we left the mountain completely. We felt as though we were not wanted there that night. The way the wildlife acted, the figure that we came across that the animals had to have run from, and then the scream of which I can only find references to happen. Wow. I'm sorry I didn't fix this wording before I started reading it. The only reference that they could figure out was a banshee. Just the way it sounded. Sorry about that.
Man, scared S-less.
S-less.
Yeah. I figured it, you got that scream anytime. So if an elk
mm-hmm.
were to stand up on two legs.
We're talking about deer.
Okay. Well, it said they had the head of an elk.
Yeah, they held a head of an elk. Yeah.
Mm. Now we're talking about elk wares?
I don't know.
Man elks?
So it had the head of an elk. If an elk were to stand up on just its back legs, just stand up, that elk would be like 8-9 feet tall. Elk are not small. So the question that I have is, when it comes to the human legs, are they normal sized legs or are they ginormous, like proportionally sized legs?
Right, because if they're regular-sized legs, they wouldn't be able to carry the weight of the upper half.
So some of the reports I thought I saw that they were either kind of like deer legs, so thin, and some were like human legs, so they would have been able to hold that weight. But it just depends on who saw and mm-hmm. where they saw it. But
I was just thinking that like when the elephant man would lay back, you know, his head weighed so much that it would cut off his breathing. He had a hard time walking because his head weighed so much. Now, imagine if you're 9 feet tall and you have the head of an elk with a, 12-point rack on top of your head. You know, that's probably the scream. He probably tripped. It's hard to look down because he's really tall. He probably tripped and screamed all the way down and couldn't get back up. And he needs buddies to help him. And there's no were-deer around or were-bison around to come and help him.
So if you're were elk, never skip leg day because you're going to need
never
that.
Skip leg day. Okay. And probably back day too.
Another reason to do squats.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and go ahead.
I was just envisioning the skinny legs of an elk with big human feet.
Mm.
Like why? Frodo.
Yeah.
He stands upright. He's got a, have you ever stood on stilts?
Nope.
That's what it would be like. It would be like walking on stilts. Their hooves are only like is maybe 3 inches around. Yeah. 9 feet tall and 3 inch round hoofs. That'd be tough. Just two of them? Man.
Speaking of screams, I found a story on mysteriousuniverse.com where a blood-curdling scream happened too. Let me read it.
Do it.
We saw a thing. We assumed it was a deer. The problem was it reeked like a rotting corpse. And we could hear very heavy, almost distressed breathing from this thing. What had us initially think it was a deer were the very obvious antlers on its head. We made some noise to scare whatever it was, away, screaming, growling, we just made a general ruckus, but to no effect. This thing stands up on two scrawny hoofed, we think, legs, and looks right at us. Its eyes glinting in the moonlight, like an animal in headlights. When it saw us, it was dead silent. No more breathing or anything. This thing looked to be at least 6 foot to 7 foot tall, hunched over, pale skin, and patches of fur like an animal with mange, lanky like a deer with an elongated face. It lets out this cataclysmic sounding howl. It was like a woman, a man, and a dying rabbit screaming all at the same time.
Dying rabbit?
I remember every single hair in my body standing on end. They were frozen in fright. It started to move towards them and making this weird, sickly, shuddering motion like a robot, like creaky. They managed to get the nerve about them, and they took off running. The one kid said as he looked back, he saw his friend because he was ahead of his friend, and this thing was still chasing him down. Making this noise.
Good plan.
Exactly.
You just got to meet one person. That's it.
They managed to make it back to the camp where their parents were. Got around the bonfire, freaking out. Their parents didn't understand. But then the sound stopped. Nothing came. They moved their tents closer to the parents' tents that night. And nothing else happened. The end.
That was a good story.
Thank you. Did you like my performance?
I did.
I wonder, I've never heard a dying rabbit make any sounds.
Well, it's probably
I don't want to ask
I
think that would just be an odd choice. I mean, it's not that I a man, a woman, and a dying rabbit.
Okay, I'll go there. How many dying rabbits have you been around?
None.
Okay, well then you don't know.
I like Dave's play because I was curious too. I was like, if he has a little shed with a bunch of mason jars with rabbits in them.
Oh, boy.
What? Mason jars with rabbits?
Well, Dave knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And we just cleared you on that one, Nash. You're good.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Well, on that note, somewhere in in rural U.S., I don't have a date as well. A 12-year-old boy and his family was staying at a farmhouse while their actual house was being repaired after a fire. His room was a loft with a huge window facing out over the property. I was just settling in for the night with my little lantern and my book when something passed by the window. I shrugged it off as the reflection of a car going by and started reading my book. It happened again, and this time I got up and went to the window. Standing in the middle of the yard was a deer. It stood on its hind legs, and its neck was bent at an odd angle, like it was broken or something. It walked with a strange grace through the grass, across the road, and disappeared into the woods. The next morning, I went to my mom and told her what I saw, and she told me not to tell anyone and go to school.
Good advice.
Okay.
Yeah.
First, I thought that you were going to tell the story of the BFG. No one remembers the BFG.
The Big Friendly Giant? Yeah.
F is for Friendly?
Roald Dahl. Come on.
Yeah. Oh. The BFG is a book, also.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's also a weapon you can get in Doom, right?
Right. Yeah, no, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
In the book, the little girl's sitting there at night at the witching hour, which is like 3 a.m., and she looks out and she sees the giant stalking down the streets of London, and he snatches her out of the window, and never mind, it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does, Dave. What you
did
say
he have
matters.
little deer legs also?
Well, compared to the other giants, he did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I had no literary background.
Did anybody catch what the name for a half man, half deer is? What it's called?
No.
You mean what Dave mentioned 10 minutes ago?
No, that's a deer that turns into a man.
That's a weredeer.
Trying to say, Nash?
There's a name for it, a half man, half deer.
So like a minotaur is a...
You're very close. You're very close. It's a elephocentaur. Elephocentaur. That's a half man, half deer.
Okay.
There you go. I got some more of the nuggets coming up here. Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about? You're looking at your phone. Don't act like you...
Oh, he printed it out.
I'm sorry, a piece of paper.
Yeah.
I printed out my notes. Thank you.
Right.
Oh, boy. So at the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation in South Dakota in 2010, a man was driving home after a late shift at work when he came upon a thick patch of fog. He claims he saw a group of women wearing old-fashioned clothing standing around a ditch. He passed them, then turned his vehicle around to go back to these women.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he did.
Whoa, Nash, it's all down.
He instead found a bunch of deer where these women were. He parked his car and just stared at them, and he felt that they were staring back at him, studying him. So... I have a lot of questions with this one, but
yeah. You know, there,
yeah,
you know,
there's a lot of questions with that one.
Do you know what those are called?
No.
No, Nash, please.
Yeah.
Tell
well,
us.
The, it's a good
tell me about the half man, half deers.
Not half man, the half woman.
Half woman, half deers.
There's, cause I went down I didn't go really far down the rabbit hole. I know, but deer shape, like half man, half deer or shape shifting deer people or where, it actually goes pretty far back in Native American culture.
Hmm.
So the in the Southeast, the Choctaw, okay, the Choctaw Indians, they have some stories about the. Hold on, it's a tough one for me. Cashahoe Tupelo. Yeah, I think that's what you're going to get.
Okay.
that they talk about deer men running. As kind of as spirits who are more, they're more mischievous than causing any kind of real damage to anybody. Now, the Cherokee not only have the deer men, but they also have stories of the deer women who are more shapeshifters than it seems like the deer men were just like half and half, you know. You know, the top half was a deer. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
So they could run around and, you know, wear shoes.
Okay.
Whereas the Cherokee had deer women. Now the deer women were more. The Cherokee deer woman is a seductive shapeshifter who would lure men and to come and do laundry or something. I don't know, or hunt for them, or I don't know what they or build a fence. I don't know what they were going to do.
A succubi.
There, that's exactly it. Exactly it. Hmm. The deer women are also found in the folklore of the Great Plains. In the Lakota language, they're called Anukite, A-N-U-K-I-T-E, which means double face, or the Sinte Sapele Win, the black-tailed woman. So there are stories of these shape-shifting deer people, men and women, going back all the way back into Native American culture. I found that very interesting.
Very interesting.
Silence.
I wasn't sure if you were done. I was just
yeah. I didn't want to walk over you.
No. So yeah. So
okay.
I was just very excited about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, thank you very much.
I have a couple more. So a
couple more stories.
Yeah. A couple more. Yeah. Sightings or whatever. So
cool. Now I was going to bring up, something, called a not deer, but if you got some more stories, finish those out.
Okay. All right. So in Virginia in 2017, Paul was sitting on his porch having a smoke and talking on his phone when he heard something, run across his yard and crashed through the brush. He assumed it was a deer and kept chatting. He heard the noise again down by the dock, and while on the phone, he ran over to the dock to see what it was. He honestly thought it was a bunch of kids just messing around on his property. Once he got to the stairs at the dock, he saw that this thing was running up the stairs. He told his friend that he saw a person with a deer head and red eyes running up the stairs quickly, just staring at him as it moved. It stared at him the whole time and said something, which he doesn't remember or know what it was, but it was just four or five syllables. And then it just ran on past him, and he felt like maybe it was from a different dimension or something like that. But now, this was in Dinalda, which is in central Alberta. A man was driving down a remote road and realized he was lost, so he pulled over. Up ahead, he saw a creature that was...
It sounds fishy already.
Yeah.
No man admits they're lost and pulls over. That guy kept on driving.
You'll get there somewhere.
Right. If I take every left turn, I'll make it out alive.
Up ahead, he saw a creature that was a half man, half deer on all four legs, standing perfectly still. The creature then stood up and began to walk on two legs towards his car. It was 7 feet tall, and once a little closer, he could smell this very unpleasant smell permeating the air. It had a very skittish movement and snorted as it made its way closer before the man sped off. But now, and then, this is my last one, sorry. The town of Mirror in central Alberta as well. A husband and wife were driving at night when they came upon a thick fog and were forced to drive at a crawl. They saw something moving in the fog with great speed before seeing a large deer. At one point, he had to slam the on the brakes because it was right in front of them, standing on its two legs. Then they sped off. So,
all right.
Yeah. So.
I just sent a very disturbing image to Mark.
I know, right? In the middle of a podcast, you have to Slack me.
That's right.
But, you know, I'm sure everybody listening to the show doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Right, because in one of the most popular anime shows of all time is a one currently showing, there's a character who is a deer man.
Hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Yep, there you go.
Thank you. Yep. Everybody, you're welcome.
Mark, I'm pretty sure that regardless of what's going on that people can't see, they still have no idea what's going on in this episode.
Ah, okay. You might be right. They have no idea what's happening. Have you ever heard of, well, we were talking about the deer man, but I came across something called a not deer. Like people describe it as
beef?
No, not deer. No, it's not.
It's beef.
Not deer.
It's beef.
I feel like this is just going to go on and on.
Who's on first?
Not beef.
But so, people that had run-ins with a not deer describe it as it's a deer, but not. Because though it kind of resembles a deer at first look, then people notice that it's not quite the same. Maybe the... ears are different, or the mouth, the snout is elongated, or sometimes they have the nose of a coyote. So there's things about it that are just wrong, almost like something thought they made a deer, mm-hmm. and they didn't get it quite right. You know, I'm saying maybe like an alien,
right,
or something. But they have very, very... weird behavior too, like they're not afraid of humans. They act aggressive, they act bizarre, they act weird, and like other stories, they have this weird, as some people call it, a very uncomfortable jerking motion. Like I can only see something out of like Insidious or a horror movie where they're
right.
Or The Ring. Yeah, how yeah, mm-hmm. That's how I envisioned most of this when people were talking how it moved.
Right,
something out of The Ring. So
I can tell you exactly what created it.
Go ahead.
Are you guys familiar with DALL-E, the AI that generates pictures? So if you look now, if you go into DALL-E and you type in any phrase, it'll generate you a picture on this phrase that you put in. So this is an AI from the future that they're just getting started with, where you type in, I want a deer, and that's what gets created. Like it's close, but the AI hasn't quite learned how to put it all together yet.
Not deer.
It's just not deer.
I'm with that. And what if something is actually trying to make it, you know, an alien species in a clone vat? They're just not getting it right.
Right.
But anyway, there's also with the erratic behavior of these deers, and the fact they're not afraid of humans. But the deer can suffer from something called CWD, chronic wasting disease. And it's sometimes also referred to as zombie deer disease. So, again, last thing we would need to do is fight a pack of deer zombies.
Right.
But deer are also, like, they have really have attacked humans. Came across this one story where this guy was hunting, shot the deer, thought he got it, went up. This deer got back up after being shot and then gouged this guy but to death.
What?
Another time, this dude was out guarding, and all of a sudden from behind, his deer came up, boom, started gouging him.
My God.
Whoa.
Well, no. I'm just saying. Like,
it's a family show, Mark.
Yeah. Was the first deer's name Liam Neeson?
Well, and actually, to corroborate your theory on the UFOs, is that I actually did a little research on UFO sightings. Now, I wish that first one.
I've never heard that phrase come out of your mouth before.
Yeah, exactly. the first one that was in 1993 in Hockessin, Delaware. So Hockessin, Delaware is right next to, it's about, I don't know, 20 minutes away from Dover, Delaware. And in June 21st of 1993, there was a sighting that took over 1 hour for this sighting. And it said that this UFO sighting had a neon pink bottom and lime green lights all over the bottom.
Ooh.
And then about 4 weeks later, there was a saucer-like object seen just south of Dover Air Force Base, which is right on that same way. Now, to go to the next one in the Wichita Mountains. I mean, come on, yeah. Wichita Mountains. There in 2012, hold on, I got to scroll up because this is a giant page of all kinds of stuff here. In Oklahoma, I'm on the wrong page is what it was. UFO film from Mount Scott in Oklahoma on April 16th, 2012. Look at that. So I fully support your theory, Mark. It was clearly UFOs who were not good at genetic.
Got it.
We're not good at twisting up genetic lines, and they're just out having a good time.
Thank you, Nash. I think we should probably go on tour and talk about that. I think it'd be awesome. Dave, you had a you had a theory. You said
yes.
I have a little bit
completely alternate theory. Something I don't know that we've talked about before. But
hey, everybody's like, hey, Dave's talking, so this is new anyway.
Right.
Oh, wait, I got a better one.
There you go. Nice.
So the I believe that all the sightings of this are someone being graced with the presence of one of the old gods.
Mm. Okay. So
old gods of the Appalachia?
Well, actually, great the podcast. Celts. So in the Celtic paganism, Cernunnos is the antlered god. He's part man and part deer. But interestingly enough, he is born every year on the winter solstice and dies on the summer solstice.
Aww.
Halfway through, he marries the goddess of spring, Beltane. So he is known as the god of fertility, animals, wealth, and the underworld. So you have like kind of the full gamut there.
I was going to say he's got all the good stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now, interestingly enough, he is shown in many ways. He's shown in the early part of winter as very young and virile. And as you get further into summer, he showed as old, dying, bald. So he'll have his antlers, but he has no hair. But earlier on, he has antlers with a lot of hair. But he, in the early winter, he is extremely strong and very fast, very nimble. But as he gets older, it's a sign that his power is waning and he's married the spring and the life will continue and he'll come back again in the winter solstice. So what I'm thinking is the examples where we've seen the really swole deer man, we don't have dates for that. That was early in the winter. And that was him right after being born. And he's just strutting around with his purpose to show what he's been doing.
What was his purpose?
To just show off. Like, yeah, I'm the god of all this stuff. And you've been graced with my presence.
When did he get married? Didn't he say
So he marries the goddess of spring and brings spring into the world. So that would be early spring, but he's starting to die at that point. He's getting old and he's coming down. So he's not strong. Mm. He's kind of, you know, so I'm thinking when he was detected there with the two guys that he came screaming out of the woods. Mm-hmm. Well, that was the voice of a god. Humans aren't used to the voice of a god. We can't interpret that. It sounds like a banshee. Right. You've seen Dogma. You know what happens if you
or
take
a dying rabbit. Work.
Right, right. And yeah. So they just got it off kilter here. But, you know, he was just out there trying to talk. He was either calling for the goddess of spring, trying to find her, or maybe he was trying to talk to the pack and lead them somewhere. But in any case, this isn't a cryptid. This isn't an alien. This isn't a construct. This is an old god just doing his thing.
I like
metal. Yeah, I love it, Dave. I like it. All right, before we head to break, anything else on the deer man?
Well, I have some other theories.
Of course you do.
I know.
All right, Alicia's part of the show.
Yeah,
too.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well, why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back with theories about the deer man and some other fun stuff from listeners. So we'll be right back. And we're back. The deer man. Alicia, you have some theories.
Well,
even though Dave just said,
I know,
poo-pooed all your theories. It's an old god. So
I really like Dave's theory. That was a good one.
Thank you.
What the hell is that? I had a pretty good theory too. Mark and I theory.
Yes, I just said you and I are going on the road and doing a.
Listen to that. Alicia was just like, I like Dave's theory.
Could you say you like Nash's theory?
I did like it as well. Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
I liked it.
That's it.
So
that's it.
He just went into a lot of detail.
Specifying,
like I just liked the way he said it. So
I told a story.
Yes, yeah, so you did tell
Dave
a story.
Dave is a smooth operator. I get it. Yeah, exactly.
Continue.
Okay, so I just have a few, some people have theorized what they think that it could be, that it's an undiscovered species, obviously. There are some that think it's just a misidentified deer, which I know deer can get on their hind legs and reach for food, but I don't think they can walk.
I think they can walk. Oh, and they also fight. They can rear up on their hind legs, run into their boom. So yeah, they can get up on their two legs and I don't know how far they can go.
Right.
But enough to maybe freak you out.
Well, walk with purpose.
Walk with purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
There are some that think that maybe it's a Wendigo.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw a lot of that theory.
Yeah. There are some that believe it's an interdimensional creature that can pass from one reality to another, which is why we don't see a lot of them. We just see them occasionally. There were a couple stories that I said that the people came across this really thick fog, and then all of a sudden the deer were there. So who knows?
Maybe. You mean like the mist?
Yeah, is the mist
Stephen
bringing
King
them in?
Getting a thick fog, and all of a sudden there's some crazy creature that he's attacking you?
Right. Yeah.
Because in the midst, that's why most
in the midst
animals,
in the midst
in the midst
yeah in the midst of that mist, you know.
Yeah, in the midst of the mist, there's the pudding skin. That's why most of these creatures have brown fur. It's because it's chocolate pudding skin.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Sorry, I just had some thoughts.
Are you not going to say them out loud?
Nope, I'm not. Also, it just could be a hoax. People are wanting attention or whatever. But the most popular theory that I found is that it's a skinwalker.
Yeah. I was thinking of that too from Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah. So they're supposed to be fast shapeshifters and are able to like mesmerize people. So some of the stories that I talked about, like they They were really scared. They weren't moving right away. They were just like enthralled, like with what they were saying. So I like that theory, but I also like yours, Dave's. So
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nash, I like yours. If that makes you feel better.
Mark. Thank you. And I do like
how. Oh, God. Pure...
That's right. That I think also that they're skinwalkers. That's mm-hmm. why I brought up so much Native American stuff about shapeshifting people.
Right. And I feel like Nash is like, no, I like that too. So can you please like me, Alicia?
I'm just saying. I talked about it, you know, whatever. But
you were talking about like bison. Aliens and stuff, right? Or UFOs, like creating something.
It was a Native American culture. I have a whole thing about that.
I know you did have that, but then you kind of focused on it.
Nash, you did good. You did good. It's okay. It's okay.
Thanks.
Hey, man, like Dave, like one in 45 episodes, does Dave come alive and have something? Let him have it, dude.
That's true. The old gods. Right.
Right.
Who's to say the old gods aren't the shapeshifters that we're seeing? Aren't the skinwalkers themselves?
Well, maybe. Now you're trying to jump on Dave's theory. It'll be like, I had this theory, guys.
They could be one of the same. That's why they're shapeshifters.
Right.
You never know.
All right. Speaking of shifting, we're shifting gears. And we're going to get into some listener feedback, some listener questions, have a little fun. First, the episode, if you listen on a regular basis, you know it's dropping a little late. That's because... I got a little case of COVID, not a big deal. I blamed it on Dave.
Of course.
Because, well, I got together with Dave when he said he was clear. I never believed Dave.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Kidding. It probably wasn't you. Who knows? Stuff goes around.
Yeah.
Not only am I from the hollow earth, but I'm actually the old god of pestilence. So.
Well, Andy did say that, oh, no, you got the hollow earth variant.
Yep.
Right.
And in this case, it was from Florida.
Yeah.
Because no, Dave went to Florida, and all I got was this lousy COVID.
Mm-hmm. No, and I thought I had COVID as well. We had the exact same symptoms, started at the same time. I kept testing negative. Even with a PCR test, I was negative. So I just have some kind of...
Yeah, cold. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
I can't make any sense of it. But Paul said, if... Dave didn't deserve a Peggy curse before. Now he now is definitely the time. Ooh, Dave. Paul also had a comment on one of the Peggy posts, which I'll get to in just a second.
Yep.
But his comment was, this would be a good time for a fan to make about a dozen Instagram or Facebook accounts with Peggy's pic and send request after request after request to Dave.
Wow. Right.
Nice.
That would be hilarious. The funny thing is, all right, so Dave, well, you also made a comment because I said, this COVID, it's more of an annoyance. I haven't been sleeping well. And you were like, do you think it's COVID or the curse of Peggy?
Yeah.
I was like, why would you say that, Dave?
Right.
Yeah. Peggy gave you COVID.
Yeah.
She doesn't work like that.
How do you know?
How do you know?
I don't know. What I tell you, what I do know is the person that does our social media overposted pictures of Peggy to the point I'm like, man, I'm just tired of looking at our own social media.
I stopped. Don't worry.
It was bad.
I know.
Like maybe we are going to get, we're going to curse our entire listener base if you keep doing it.
I mean, if Peggy can give you back pain, heart attacks, the devil's rocking chair gave you back pain, but yeah, the heart attacks and the bad dreams and everything. Mm-hmm. She can give you COVID.
I mean, Peggy was using like the screen and technology. Right. So Peggy, if you're listening, Dave's IP is 192 point. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. And I apologize to everybody.
Forgiving you, Peggy.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Liz just got demoted. She's no longer going to be posting social media after that. She scared half of everybody I know.
Right.
So anyway, Dave, no one's going to like send you Peggy requests, but that would be hilarious. So I threw out to everybody out there. I thought we'd have a little fun. It's Halloween. Talk about scary movies, any paranormal questions, things like that. So let's get rolling here. Ray Bans, he had a question for the hosts. Are there any ghost shows that you watch and think are close enough to be serious? For example, I very much dislike Ghost Adventures. But Destination Fear is great in my mind. And also, any ghost stories from the hosts would be fun. I don't have any ghost stories, but I'll let Lish go first with the paranormal show.
Okay. So I would say the most realistic, or like, I don't think they're faking. I would say it's ghost hunters, only because they would go and try to debunk a lot of what they were finding, or what the people there were finding.
Right. I feel like early series, they were really hardcore on that roto-rooter. So when they get to a house, they're like, oh, we could debunk stuff easy because if someone's talking to hear banging noises, we find it's just a loose pipe. We'll fix it up for people. I did like that aspect of the show. I don't know if it's carried through.
We haven't.
Many seasons. I haven't watched every single episode.
I know. Same. Now, as far as a show that I love to watch, I don't think they're necessarily every time accurate or whatever, or true, is the Jack Osborne show.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, he has a new show just dropped for Ghostober.
Right.
On Discovery Plus, but it's Jack Osborne's Homecoming.
Yes.
So the house he grew up in over in England, was it called Welder's House? Something like that?
I can't remember.
But he had a lot of paranormal experiences, which led him to become like a paranormal investigator. I dig the show. I really feel Jack's genuine about this and really serious about it. So I'm really digging that show too.
Mm-hmm.
But Jack Osborne also has his specials called Night of Terror.
Yeah.
Where he did one with Bigfoot with Jason Mewes, the Jay to the Jay and Silent Bob. And also another one where they look for UFOs with Jay and Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, that's right. He also had one with his sister.
Oh, where they went on the Queen Mary.
Yeah. And I enjoyed that one. But
so I'm digging those right now. Yeah, Ray Bans, I'm with you. Ghost Adventures can get a little goofy. I still watch it from now and then because I like to learn about the place they're at.
True.
And like, ooh, that'd be a cool place to check out. But yeah, Zach does get possessed every episode.
Yes.
Nash, I don't know if there's any you're a fan of.
Ghost shows? Yeah, no. Not so much. No.
No.
I don't really watch them.
Well, that silence says everything. Dave,
there you go.
Dave, you got any?
I don't. So I am easily terrified of things. And so growing up, I would watch Unsolved Mysteries, which had a lot of true crime, which was always cool. But they would occasionally throw in the ghost or the UFO story. And that freaked me out to the point where I'm scared of literally anything watching Hollywood drama on it. So I don't watch any of them.
You know,
I'm going to revise what I said. I have recently watched a ghost show.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a Star Trek episode and Dr. Beverly Crusher was making out with a ghost guy.
The ghost guy.
There you go. He was some ghost. Yeah. That was it.
Cool.
Okay. You know, that's about as close as I get.
In these ghost shows, Ray Bans, like Lish and I were just talking about this before we started the episode.
Yeah.
But we've done it right now. We went on 4 investigations so far. Mm-hmm. We like to do more. We thought we could do more when we went to Gettysburg for our anniversary, but it rained.
It rained the whole time.
So we didn't do anything. But
you got COVID.
And we got COVID. Yeah.
But we've been on some investigations, and getting any evidence, even though I deeply always want to get something. Now, Nash, when we were at Jenny Wade House, we heard some walking upstairs and there was no one there. I don't know if we actually captured that on any recorder so we could share with people.
I don't think we heard it.
We knew.
Yeah.
But when I do watch a lot of these shows, I feel like every single episode, they're getting evidence galore. They're getting EVPs, doors are slamming. I'm like, we can't get anything. So, yeah, I could see that some of these shows maybe are, well, it's a TV show. So I have no hard facts, but maybe because it's a TV show, they maybe hype it up a bit.
Right.
Yep.
We also, Shane and Ryan.
Ghost Files.
Yeah,
they used to be BuzzFeed's Unsolved.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's fun. Now, those guys just, they're more having a good time.
Yeah.
They're evidence. I don't know if they even get anything, but they just
they
being goofballs. But I dig it. It's a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about not having real facts, but just being goofballs.
Right. Exactly.
You know what show you're on.
No, but they do try to give you information. And then when they're there investigating, and I do that in quotes, it's not really investigating. They're just having fun. But
they did send me their new book.
Yes.
And we were going to try to get an interview with them, but I might have dropped the ball because I feel like it's been too many weeks.
Yeah, I know.
I'll reach out to them. Anyway, moving on, we hear from Andy. Again, I asked people about paranormal movies, things like that. Andy, she said, I love super campy films, so what I've been doing lately for movies is going on Tubi's horror category, rolling a D20 for how many rolls to scroll down, and then a D6 or D10, depending on where she's watching, for how many times I scroll to the right. It has led to some random so bad they're good movies that I otherwise wouldn't have seen, like Waxwork and Chud.
Hmm. I love it.
That, to me, is risky.
Yeah, I know.
Because sometimes without rolling any dice, I land on a movie and 5 minutes in, I'm like, oh my God, this is so bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting way. I mean, I already have enough bad movies I want to show Dave. But I like this. Andy, we're going to try it Sunday.
Oh, boy.
And I'll let you know what movie we come up with. And then I'll let you know if we actually watched it.
Right.
I mean, that is great. I mean, you know, in life, it's better to experiment and try new things. And if it doesn't work out, you know, oh, well, 5 minutes in, say, nope, we're going to do another one. But, you know, and I love it to be completely random like that, because there is a bias when you're scrolling through. Something catches your eye. In this case, it's nope. Just going to. So I can't say I would do it with horror, because, again, I'm scared of everything. So horror category, I'm not going to watch. But doing that with all the other ones.
I really want to show you Sleepaway Camp.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I already know the ending.
Oh.
But have you seen the ending?
That's not one of those ones that I look up to see the good parts.
No.
We heard from Candace. Her recommendation to watch is Werewolf by Night, which just came out on Disney Plus.
Yep.
Kevin James, second that. Did you watch it, Nash?
I did watch it.
We watched it.
It was a lot of fun.
I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was surprised. It's so new. And if you have Disney Plus and haven't seen it, we're not going to do any spoilers. But I really enjoyed it.
So did I.
So I just, it surprised me. And I don't know if it's a spoiler or not, but why is it Marvel? I didn't get, like, it seemed like just a Disney horror thing. And then, oh, no, this is in the MCU. But what?
Oh, well, Werewolf by Night is a, yeah, it's a comic book.
Okay.
And then there's another character from comic books that is there. And I was like, oh, wow.
I thought that. There was a large character.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Giant size. And I was like, I know that character from somewhere. I just don't know from where.
But I love the black and white. I loved everything about it. I recommend it.
Cool.
See, Lindsay recommends, or not a movie, but a series, Dracula, which is on Netflix right now. I think it's a BBC, like just a three-parter.
Yeah, I was going to say it's only a three-parter, and I think we did watch that last year.
Yeah, no, I really dug it. Yeah, and I was actually so disappointed because I felt like, that's it.
I know, I wanted more.
Isn't there's a new Interview with the Vampire coming out? There's a series?
I think I heard that. Yeah, I know nothing else about it, but I think you're correct.
Right.
That looks interesting.
We heard from John. Movie recommendation is The New Halloween coming out Friday. Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah, we'll watch it.
I'll check it out. I wasn't a big fan of the last one. Halloween, was it Kills?
Yeah, I think it's Halloween Kills.
Where they kept saying, like, tonight, or Halloween dies tonight, or whatever they kept saying.
Yeah, I can't remember. Because this one's Halloween Ends.
Yeah, right? I'm still gonna check it out. And let's see. Would you guys consider doing paranormal stories from the Navy?
Mm,
yes, 100%. John, I'm pretty sure, since we're friends on Facebook here, that he has enlisted in the Navy. So thank you for your service. And if you have paranormal stories from the Navy,
right?
Yes, absolutely. Share them with us. We love to hear about it and talk about it, man.
Yeah. as long as it's not classified, won't get you in trouble, won't right. get us in trouble. But yeah.
If you got any information on the Tic Tacs, send them our way. All right, we heard all from Paul, who already had the great comment about sending Peggy friend request to Dave. He said, we already know how Nash would beat a puck wudgie in a fight. I would like to hear Nash's strategy for beating other cryptids in fair or not so fair combat. First off, I don't know what Nash's strategy to puck wudgie. It's all right. started with Dave's strategy of front kick to the face.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty close. That's pretty close. It's punting the puck wudgie.
Yeah. All right, so there's too many cryptids for you to just start going down the list. We'll never get done with the show. So how about we'll pick one for you. So prepare yourself mentally for the fight, and then you're going to tell me what you're going to do. So you're going to fight the sheep squatch.
The sheep squatch. Is it a hand to hand? Is there anything? Oh, it's fair or unfair, right?
Yep, fair or not so fair.
The sheep squatch. Well, the sheep squatch is, I'm gonna have to trank him somehow, some way. And all I want to do is I want to shear him. That's all it takes. I don't need to beat him down. I just want to
humiliate him. You gotta hold him down. That's all. Shave him naked.
Yep.
And then knit a vest out of his fur while he watches you knit it.
Knit a scarf for him. Give it back to him and be like, there you go, sheep squatch.
Oh, wow. All right. I would pay for that animation. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't. All right. Hey, good answer. I liked it. Good job. Kira, we heard from Kira. I'm going as a, I also asked, what are you dressing up as for Halloween? I'm going as a Chinese costume drama character. I'm a cosplayer, so any excuse is a good excuse to cosplay. I'll also be working with horses in cosplay. Also, an update on the baby horse named Nash. He's going to get started training very soon. He's grown to be such a good-looking boy.
That's a good
hopefully,
boy.
He will be a good racehorse and make Nash proud. Ha ha!
I already am. That's a good boy.
I just hope that the horse... Never mind.
I'm just seeing that the horse is easily trained, but randomly takes left turns.
The horse breaks his ankle, you know?
Goes off course from time to time.
Yep.
And for some reason, poops a lot.
Well, that's going to happen. We heard from Kevin J. Movie recommendation, Pumpkinhead. I really like this 80s creature feature and believe it was... only one or two artistic decisions away from being a true classic and not just a cult classic. Yeah, I totally agree. Have you guys seen Pumpkinhead?
No.
Alicia, I'm pretty sure you probably fell asleep.
I always fall asleep. Sorry.
I've never seen it. Oh my God. I know of it, though. I don't know the story. I haven't read the story and you know it. But the, until
were you reading the story?
That's usually what I do with horror movies is I'll look it up on Wikipedia, read it, so I know all the jump scares coming out and all that. So if I'm forced to watch it, I can say I've already seen it. Yeah.
All right. Kevin has a paranormal question. Would you rather deal with a poltergeist that torments you once a month or be abducted by aliens on a regular but infrequent basis? You can't get rid of either, and the alien's memory wipe doesn't always work.
Poltergeist, for sure.
I say, Lish, what's your answer?
Yeah, it's poltergeist.
Huh. Dave?
Aliens.
Aliens? Nash? Aliens.
Oh, poltergeist. The sign on my rear end says one way.
Wow, you're really pigeonhole these aliens into certain things. That's a tough one, man. I really have to get a good night's sleep. So either one, I guess I'll go with poltergeist.
Yeah.
Because once a month, we could just get a bunch of beer, stay up, and party, I guess.
It's a poltergeist. It's once a month. All you got to do is leave the house.
All right. Well, then I'm going to go to Kevin's second question. Second paranormal.
If you go with the aliens, you at least get to see outer space, even if you don't remember.
Second paranormal question. Why does Nash's taste in movies suck?
Oh, speaking of.
I'm going to start with Lish. Do you know?
I don't know why. That's a mystery.
Dave, do you know?
No, but let me look up for what aliens were in the area when he watched a particular movie. And it'll probably correlate.
Okay, Nash, why does your movie taste suck?
Well, it's because, I don't know. But I would definitely say that there was a double hitter that was on tonight that my wife was watching that everybody should appreciate except for me.
Go ahead.
The First Mummy. Okay. Followed up by Lake Placid.
The First Mummy with Brendan Fraser, not the 19.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I would watch both of those. Yeah.
They're garbage.
And you said the second one was Lake Placid?
Lake Placid. Terrible. Terrible
with the
movies.
With the great Betty White?
Yeah.
Feeding also, alligators.
I wish she was going to get eaten. That was a terrible movie.
Well, yeah. Hey, Kevin, if you're, well, there you go. I have no, I mean, he just said both those movies are terrible. Yeah. And I think both those movies are a boatload of fun. Mm-hmm. The first movie with Brendan Fraser is a classic.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Gross.
And Lake Placid, terrible. I haven't seen for a long time, but I remember thinking, like, I love the cheesiness. They weren't making a serious horror movie. I thought it was super fun. All right.
That's terrible.
We heard from Josh on the recommendation. Vampires in Brooklyn.
Good movie. Oh my God.
I don't know if it's good or not by that answer.
Is it vampires or vampire? It's singular.
Josh has vampires, but it's the one with Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Right. Yeah, it's the one with Eddie Murphy. Great movie.
Cracking a big old 12% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Nice.
Yeah.
IMD 4.6 out of 10.
That's a good time.
Oh, boy.
I would say that answers the previous question. Well, thanks, Josh. I haven't seen that since I think it came out.
I've never seen
that long ago. And, you know, I just don't know.
Which came out right around the same time.
Josh also has a laughing face in his comments, so maybe, maybe he's just having some fun.
Came out the same time as Eddie Murphy's singing career and lasted for about as long.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Eddie Murphy's movie career lasted.
Does anybody know the name of Eddie Murphy's number one hit that he made?
No, but I can almost just start to see it in my head. Wasn't he at like a piano outside? And
I'm just picturing Buckwheat from SNL.
Oh yeah.
No. I think it was a legit. It wasn't supposed to be comedy.
No, it was a song that he actually wrote. He actually played on the radio.
Tell us, Nash.
She wants to party all the time.
Oh, that's right. Party all the time. Oh,
that was him.
Another recommendation from Candace, Eat Local. It's on Amazon Prime. I have not heard of this, but right away I'm thinking it's probably a zombie movie. Could be. I don't know. I'm going to check it out. Thanks, Candace.
Yeah.
Question from Candace. This is some serious thought needs to go into this one. What would Bigfoot dress as for Halloween?
A human.
Well, when I said serious thought, you could have waited three or four seconds to see what else popped into your head.
I don't think he would need to dress up because he already looks like maybe he has a costume on, so he can go get candy.
Yeah. Okay. Dave?
A tree.
Okay. Okay. Nash, you staying with human?
I think it would be like somebody in a suit, like an IRS auditor or something like that. It'd have to be somebody wearing a really business suit that Bigfoot would try to emulate with like twigs and leaves and such.
Okay. I'm thinking he could keep it super simple and only have to wear a little gun bullet thing around his chest and he just go as Chewbacca.
Okay,
an IRS agent, because that's what everybody wants to see at their door,
right?
Ringing the doorbell. Yeah,
but on Halloween. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but to Sasquatch he would be like, we're gonna do the scariest thing that I think the humans are the most terrified of, the IRS.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Here's some candy. No, I don't want candy. I want your taxes.
Yeah, that's right.
Give me your money.
And Candace also says she gets to take her daughter trick-or-treating for the first time this year.
Nice.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That is super awesome. All right. Let's see. What else do I got on my list here? Oh, big shout out to Willie, our mate from across the pond. He's training for a strongman event.
He's lifting.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know you're going to do great, my friend. Oh, it was just his birthday a few days ago. Was. So happy birthday. Happy Everybody
birthday.
Say it.
I know. Happy I already birthday. Wished him happy birthday on Facebook, but happy birthday.
Wow. Let's try it again.
I know. Sorry.
One, two, three. Happy birthday, Willie. he's going at this strong man. I can't wait to see how he does. That's awesome, man. We're in your corner.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
I hate having to do the math from kilos to the U.S., but you know what? You go, man. You're going to kill it. You're going to have a good time.
And stuff we're watching, we did watch the new Hellraiser.
Oh, that was
I
so good.
I did dig it. Yeah, the Werewolf by Night. This weekend as Halloween ends. And I do enjoy watching Outrageous Pumpkin on Discovery. I told you about this last year. It's a show where they're car pumpkins. And for, I'd say, for at least a few weeks, I was like, all right, I am definitely changing careers, and I'm going to be a pumpkin carver.
Right.
Never did that. But now we're watching again this year. And I'm like, man, I really want to carve pumpkins. Anyway, a local brewery, Moo Duck, had a pumpkin carving thing for, I guess, the release of their pumpkin beer a few weeks ago. And they had all the pumpkins on display. And I went in there. I was like, oh, this is really cool, blah, blah, blah. So talked to the bartender. Like, oh, yeah, it was, they won. I guess there was first, second, third prizes. They had to get the pumpkin, like, the night before and then bring it in the, 24 hours. So I guess that way there would be no cheating. They couldn't have been working on a pumpkin for 3 or 4 days. And they were like, oh, my God, you should totally do this next time. It's like, oh, no, I'd love to, but I can't. As a professional pumpkin carver, I can't really enter these contests. And the one guy, Dave, was like, whoa, get out of here, really? And then the other bartender was just staring at me for a bit. She's like, haha. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm full crap. So for a brief moment, and I think there were some other people at the bar, just some other patrons that like looked over like, really? So maybe next year I could be like, see, I told you. And show up with a really kick-ass car pumpkin.
Yeah.
Most likely I won't do that at all. But what I did do was make a movie this summer, and Dave and I, Dave was the producer on it, and hey, we just got accepted into the DerpyCon Film Festival. So the Quest for Karma is in a film festival. You can watch it online. Just go to darkmave.com. That's our production company. But check it out, the Quest for Karma. I think we dropped the link in the group channel. But pretty excited about that, considering the DerpyCon's all about gaming, anime, things like that. So the movie's perfect fit. And you know, the definition of derpy being goofy, weird, awkward. I'm like, that's our movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we couldn't have got into a better named film festival. So pretty excited for that. And I'm really excited for, I guess in 2 weeks we drop the Halloween special.
Yeah. Yep.
Can't give you any spoilers, but I'm sure if you think hard, you could probably figure out how the rounds went and who was winning. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
You have to wait to see for yourself. But I had a blast doing this so far, like the coolest Halloween trivia looking wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm super excited about it. I had a great time. I hope everybody enjoys it, and I watch it. Grab some popcorn, grab a beverage, watch this video, because if we get the numbers, we're going to do more of this. I'm already working on next year's premise.
Oh, yeah.
And possibly next year's special guest host.
Nice.
Ooh.
Right? That way all four of us can go head to head.
Nice.
All right. Let's see. Anything else? We'll start with you, Lish. Anything for the listeners?
No. I'm sorry. Wait.
Why don't I? Well, come back to you. I'll start again. Huh? Okay. All right. Hey, Dave, anything else for the listeners?
Nope.
Nash?
I think I'm good, Mark. I think I'm good. Yeah. It was a great show. I had a good time. Yeah. And we definitely have some good viewpoints, good theories on where the half man, half deer person came from.
Right.
Okay. Good. All right. Thank you. Now, Alish.
Still no.
I hope I don't ever run into a deer man or deer woman or whatever. Ever.
Deep thoughts.
I know. Sorry. I just hope I don't meet them. So.
Well, all right. Well, hey, everyone. If you like the show, if you listen to us on Apple, Spotify, hit that 5-star. It helps the show. Go to ParanormalPunchers.com. Find all the ways to contact us. If you have a scary story to tell us, a true paranormal experience to tell us, we just want to say hi. From all of us at Paranormal Punchers, thank you so much for listening. I hope your October's going great so far. If it's not weird.
It's not worth checking out.
I'm Deer Man.
I'm Deer Man. If it's not weird.
It's not worth checking out.
No, say like, it's not worth checking out. If it's not weird.
It's not worth checking out.
Swear to me, Alicia.